Welcome to episode 2288 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day four of our series we're exploring this week. We are exploring the theme to recharge or begin a meditation ritual. Some of you may be brand new to meditation, so this is a series to lay the foundation to a meditation ritual that will last a lifetime. If you already meditate, and I know many of you do listen in every day, and I so honor you for doing that for yourself, because you are doing tremendous things for your mind, your body, and the world. When you cultivate peace within yourself and share it with the world, you make the world a better place. This is a week for you to recharge or refresh your meditation ritual. In fact, you have a weekly challenge in each series we explore. And your challenge this week is to freshen up or to create a meditation space. Throughout this week, I've been giving you some insight on how to create a meditation ritual and how to meditate better. Well, I wonder how your meditation space is coming along. I would love to see it. If you took a picture of your meditation space and sent it to me on Sip and Om Instagram, I would love to see your meditation space, and I would also love to share it on my Instagram if you would allow me to do so, although you don't have to do that. I would just be so thrilled to see your own meditation space. If you don't do social media, I know many of you don't, and that can be a great thing. I can be reached at mary@sipandom.com. So, how is it going this week? Are you finding ways to create a meditation space that draws you in, that when you pass it, you feel like sitting down to meditate? I hope that wherever you meditate inspires you. And it's also fun to meditate someplace new sometimes. I always encourage you to meditate outside at least once a week. For me, I tend to do this on a Saturday, which happens to be the final day of an episode. For you, that might be a different day depending on when you begin a meditation series. Well, when you meditate outside, you often meditate better, even if it's a little noisy or cool or hot outside. You allow your body to adjust to the elements, and this is what you do when you meditate as well. You calm your mind, and you allow yourself to adjust to whatever's happening in your life. So there's no shame, no judgment. You're simply opening up to how you are in a particular moment. So as you get ready to do today's meditation, I want to share with you a little meditation insight. I thought that I would share with you a little research in regard to the benefits of meditation, this ritual you're doing. Meditation, according to a lot of scientific studies, helps you to gain a new perspective on stressful situations in your life. And this helps you build skills to manage your stress. It also helps to increase self-awareness. And this helps you to gain clarity. Meditation also helps you focus on the moment. And this helps to reduce negative emotions. Meditation increases your imagination and creativity so you can come up with better solutions to problems. It also helps to increase patience and tolerance. So much of what the world is crying out for these days, and what's been lacking so much in our world for so long. So as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, your focus for the meditation today is on renewal. So we've explored peace, energy, clarity. Today you'll explore renewal. And as you're guided through the meditation, I invite you to do a meditation technique. Techniques are part of meditation. They are done to help you interiorize. When you sit down to meditate, you're likely incredibly still engaged in what has been happening in your life that day, what you were doing just before you sat down to meditate. Maybe the conversation you had with someone earlier in the day is still with you, or some negative thought you can't seem to really let go of when you first initially sit down to meditate. These things are normal. They happen to even long-time meditators. So meditation techniques are designed to help you release your thoughts from what's going on out there in the world around you and begin to bring them within, to begin to focus on yourself in the here, in the now. One technique you might or you may be familiar with, if you're a regular listener, this may be one of your favorite techniques, or so I hear from so many of you, and that is to do a mudra. A mudra is a way you position your hands, and there are a lot of nerve endings in your fingertips and hands. And when you position them in a particular way, it stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. If you think of a mudra like yoga or acupressure, then you can understand it a little better. So I invite you to do the Gyan Mudra. This is a classic mudra in yoga and meditation that you likely have seen people doing, especially different statues of deities in Asian culture. You may have noticed hold their hands where your thumb is touching your index finger. So you're creating a circle with your thumb and index finger. This represents the okay sign in the United States. I know in some other cultures it might represent something that's not so nice. Well, in yoga and meditation, the Gyan Mudra is a symbol of inward and outward peace. It's a symbol that helps to calm your mind and your body. So as you do this mudra, touching your thumb to your index finger, do it with both hands, place your hands on your lap or your knees with your palms upward. And just begin to notice how you feel when you do this mudra. I like to think of this mudra as a circle of life, where we go through seasons and the rhythm and flow of emotions and life events. And it leads us back to one, unity. So, as you do this mudra, I want to give you an experience of renewal. So I'm going to guide you as you tense and relax different areas of your body. And as you do so, notice the tension. And then as you release the tension, notice the relaxation. This is going to give you an idea of how you can actually release stress. There's tension, and then there's also relaxation. And this is true with stressful thoughts, stress in your body, stress in the world, stress in your life. You can always renew yourself. So as you sit up straight and close your eyes, I invite you to scrunch up your face, squeeze your face, clench your jaw, feel that tension. Now release it. Eyes gently uplifted. Do you feel that sense of renewal? That's your energy, your focus. Now squeeze your throat, your neck, and your shoulders together. Really squeeze. It can be a little challenging to squeeze these areas. Feel the tension, and now release. Do you feel the relaxation, the sense of renewal? Now, squeeze and tense your hands and your fists. Really squeeze them together. Shake with vibration your arms and your hands. Feel that tension. Now release it. Do you feel the relaxation set in? Now squeeze and tense your stomach. Really squeeze this area. We hold a lot of tension here. Now release it. Do you feel the sense of renewal? Now I'm going to invite you to squeeze your lower body, squeezing your hips, your buttocks, your thighs, your knees, your calves, and your feet all together, squeezing it in one wave. Feel the tension. Really feel this tension. Now release it. You may feel as though you received a massage or some inducement of relaxation. Feel the relaxation and this flow as you sit in stillness, feeling a sense of renewal. You are so worth slowing down for.